With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Weyerhaeuser is buying Plum Creek Timber for over $8 billion. Montana Wood Products Association Executive Vice President Julia Ultimus suspects the agreement will have little impact on Montana's remaining wood products industry, including Plum Creek's medium-density fiberboard plant in Columbia Falls.
Well, I think it will be probably business as usual. Plum Creek supplies the products that they do that are not necessarily in competition with what Weyerhaeuser does, and so it's kind of a nice fit. I don't see that there'll be any changes to the operation, but like I said, there's just a lot of unknowns at this point, so I don't even know that I could even speculate.
The proposed merger was announced on Sunday and took many industry insiders like John Anderson by surprise. Anderson, the president and publisher of the Oregon-based wood products industry journal Random Lengths, describes the development as a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure probably some people's eyebrows were raised in the industry. It kind of caught us by surprise.
If the proposal is ultimately approved by stockholders, the company would retain the Weyerhaeuser name and have over 13 million acres of timberland in its portfolio. That would make it the largest private owner of timberland in the United States. Anderson says he has no idea what prompted Weyerhaeuser's proposed buyout of Plum Creek, but offers this outline of existing market conditions.
Demand for timber has come back some, but in terms of pre-recession levels, even before the housing boom and bubble, we're not even close to where I think maybe the norm was, say, in the year 2000 to 2002 or 3.
What's more, he notes the once burgeoning Chinese demand for lumber has flattened and even declined over the past year or two. The Montana Wood Products Association's Julia Ultimus suspects Weyerhaeuser and Plum Creek are playing the long game.
A lot of the product that they make are definitely finished products into homes, and so I think they're looking at the improvement of the home building industry and just in home starts in general, so that will definitely help, but you know, market share will grow.
Matthew Kaler predicts the move will hurt Montana's timber industry. Kaler's executive director of the Wild West Institute, a Missoula-based environmental organization. He thinks corporate mergers like the one announced this past weekend are designed to reduce competition within the industry.
Driving out the smaller timber mills and operators, and also greatly reduce the tax burden that these corporations pay, which essentially shifts the tax burden to the general taxpaying public while the shareholders of these corporations get more money.
Kaler says he believes this merger announcement and global economic realities fly in the face of those calling for ever-increasing timber harvest quotas. He says these realities affect far more than the timber industry.
We saw it happening right now with the coal industry, with the oil and gas industry, Keystone XL. There are tremendous economic forces at play here. And simply offering up more national forest timber in this market and with these economic realities, these forces are much, much greater than anything we can do at the local level.
The proposed Weyerhaeuser Plum Creek transaction requires approval of shareholders of both companies. A final decision may not come until early to mid-2016. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.